Well, good morning, everyone. I don't know if you guys have had your coffee. Good morning. All right, that sounds better. It sounds like you're a little bit more awake. All right, this morning, it is my joy to introduce to you both John, Esau, and Shalom. And you may have heard us talking more and more lately when it comes to our overseas mission stuff about partnership and what it looks like to grow partnership. And one of the really amazing things about partnering with people in the gospel is that both of you are mutually blessed and edified. And so we've had opportunity to go, and some people from Westwood have had opportunity to go and be with our Kamu brothers and sisters in Thailand. And now it's awesome to actually have Chalum, one of our Kamu brothers, actually come and speak with us and bless us and encourage us. And I know that the Holy Spirit is alive and well in him. And he has really been a great example when I've gone to Thailand of just being in step with the Holy Spirit. I just really appreciate how he's just really in tune with the Spirit, following him, listening to him. And so I know that he has a meaningful word that from the Lord this morning. And I know that you're going to be encouraged and that you're going to be blessed. I also know that he is an expert snake hunter, just as an aside. So maybe he'll tell a story about that, I don't know. But John and Chalum, if you'd come and just join us and share God's word this morning. Can we welcome him as they come?
Hello, good morning, everyone. You'll have to excuse Chalum's inside coat. He also has an outside coat.
Is he wearing two? Oh, yeah. You can see his first inside coat and his second inside coat. He's not doing well with the cold, but he was so pumped to see snow. Like, oh, and so pumped to have me just check the emergency brake on the car a few times and some parking lots. You have to be safe, safety first. If it doesn't work, you can get in trouble, yeah. It's been fun. This is the church community that I grew up in, and it's always like heartwarming to come back to Westwood, to come back to Prince George, to see people that have had a serious impact in my faith. And so you guys have had baby dedications this morning. You all stood and committed to come around these two young little men that are going to grow into servants of Christ. And so I implore you all the more, like, be that community of faith that compels our young people, the next generation, to just take their faith seriously, to see God for who he really is, and just chase after his kingdom and the life that he wants for us. We're staying at Al and Diane Reimer's, and this morning I said, Al, what the heck is with Westwood? And he said, what? What do you mean? And I said, it's abnormal, Al. Like, think of all the people that Westwood has sent out into ministry full time. That's not normal, Al. Like, the amount of people that you guys have raised up and sent out is not typical. And so whatever you guys are doing, just keep doing it. Like, and just be faithful to the people coming up in your congregation, to love them well. So, my name is John Esau. I am with Multiply. I've been commissioned out to Thailand. I caused enough trouble here that they wanted me to get as far away from everyone as they could get me. And so I caused trouble with this guy. This is Chalum, my brother. He is a Kamu pastor in northern Thailand that we work together with. Why is he here? Westwood, Ryan was alluding to partnership. Westwood has come alongside a church in Lampang with a young church planter named Gamon. And unfortunately, Gamon couldn't come with us this time, but we brought Chalum in. We really believe in this partnership, this way of partnering in mission that I think is a lot more holistic, because it's about taking the missionary. Like, typical was churches get behind missionaries and then churches get behind ministries that the missionary is connected with. And that's great. But what we want to do is to see the churches connecting with each other. And so it takes a missionary going, okay, I'm going to actually step down and not be the central point of this relationship because, hey, Jesus is actually, I'm gonna call myself to be a bridge because I want to see the Canadian church come into relationship with the Thai church. And as they join together in ministry and mission, both in their own locations, they can be a mutual blessing. Like, really, guys, the team you sent to Lampang, I heard about it and heard about it and heard about it. My goodness. It was hard to hear how much they loved Ryan's preaching when I preached right before him. Like, oh, I've never heard preaching like that before. I'm like, I preached last week. Oh, shoot. Like, oh, wow. But they love you guys. They love this whole church because you sent a team, a representative, to go and love them. And it was intentional, and it was a deep connection. And so there is such a bond that it's beautiful to watch. And so I believe in this partnership. And so continue to pray for these guys and spur them on in their ministry and know that they're praying for you guys. They want to see the kingdom come here and grow here too, not just in their community. So they're just as much behind you guys as you are behind them. Just the problem is they don't quite have the money to buy plane tickets to come this way. So they'll gladly take you in a little bit of a warmer climate. Yeah, that's a pretty good deal, no? Yeah. Chulum is, he's a multiplying pastor, maybe you could put it. So he pastors our first church, a village church in Mayprow. And he also is planting in Chiang Mai, so he's 4 days, 3 days, 4 days, 3 days. And since then, we've had, we're a total of six churches now. So maybe 3 years ago, we were just his church, and now it's turned into six by God's grace and mercy. God calling up leaders within his church. His kind of informal philosophy is, if you're mature enough to be an elder, you're mature enough to be a church planter, so get out and go and plant a church. And so I hope Ryan takes that same mentality, so I feel really bad for all the elders in here because you have a really painful path ahead of you because it's painful to plant churches. And God's blessing that, right? He's just saying, God's with you. You don't need me with you. God's with you. God's greater than me. He's greater than you. And he wants to allow the gospel to go into unreached places. So go. Take it with you. And God's blessing that heart. And God's blessing people's faith to take steps out. And so I love working with him. He's going to bring God's word today. Before we jump into that, this is part of our reason for being here too. You may have seen cards like that of missionaries, and that's great. There are no missionaries cards on the table today. It's only leaders we work with. And that's because maybe a month ago, Chulum and I were out at Auntie M's restaurant and just sitting with her, chatting with her about ministry, trying to encourage her and pray for her. But man, is she just getting pummeled by spiritual warfare. There's four families in our community that are going to the witch doctor and paying the witch doctor to curse her. They just hate her. And she's like heartbroken over this. Why do these people hate me so much? Why am I just facing this? Why is it so hard? Like, I didn't think it would be this hard. I'm not going to give up, but this is harder than I thought. And she said, but how do they not see Jesus as truth? Because you know what, guys? Every curse that they're trying to put on me does not happen. But guess who it happens to? It's actually happening to them. The curses that they're trying to curse me with are falling on them. How do they not see the power and truth of Jesus? Oy. So we hop in the car and we're driving. We're talking, and our hearts are broken for Auntie M. You don't want this for anyone. I said, Chulum, you know what? You know how you fight spiritual warfare? It's on your knees in prayer. We're going to be in Canada soon. Maybe this is a big goal for us, that we can inspire as much prayer as we possibly can for these people that are on the front lines in an animistic culture where there is a different manifestation of spiritual warfare there. Something that is very new to me, but these guys, it's second hat to them. And so we have these cards. I said, you know what? We get these for missionaries. I made up little ones last time I was through. We need to get them, like, full-size ones, because they're the ones on the front line. So these two are two guys that you guys are partnering with as a church. This is Gamon. This is Gong and Jeep. This guy, actually, please pray for him. Gamon wants to go plant another church. It's only 2.5 years. And he's like, God's calling me out. These guys are almost ready. We've got a great team that is growing up in the church. And this is a key guy. If Gong gets to a place where he's mature enough and has a team around him, he is going to lead this church and allow Gamon to go plant a church where his heart has been for years. But he knows God's asking him to be faithful to Lampang until the church is ready to release him to go keep planting. And so I would actually really encourage you guys to grab these two guys for sure. And there's some other people in the Lampang church, other people in some of our other churches. But please pray, guys. Pray fervently for these guys. Because it's our prayers that just break open miracles and just open doors for the gospel. Yeah? And so please, please join us in praying for these guys. I think, actually, I want Chalim to give a report of Lampang, and then we'll get into God's word. Yeah? Right, Chalim? In English? Chalim's picking up about 5%. So I'll be translating, but please try and push him in English. So when he's out there, go give him a big hug. Kamu people love big hugs. Pull him in tight. Yeah? Chop teacher got me.
Okay.
Okay, he loves hugs now. And then try and talk with him and warm him up. He's learning. He's starting to learn English more and more. But just salut pantiki tilampang. Hi, Pinongfa.
Hello, my name is Chalim. ก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าที่มีโอกาสมาพบพี่น้องที่นี่เป็นเกียรติอย่างยิ่ง
Thank God that we've been given this opportunity to come and see you guys. It is an honor to come and meet you all.
ที่พระเจ้าให้ผู้เล็กน้อยของพระองค์ได้มีโอกาสมาแบ่งปันถึงพันธกิจของพระเจ้าที่ยิ่งใหญ
่ It's an honor that God has taken a small man to come and share God's word with others so far from his home.
ก็เมื่อผมมาถึงที่นี่ผมเห็นว่าชีวิตของเมืองนี้แล้วก็คนที่นี่เป็นชีวิตที่ perfect มากดีมาก
He comes and he sees people here and the lives that you all have and he just sees wow they got this perfect life. Is that true?
ก็แตกต่างจากหมู่บ้านเรา
Very different from our village.
แล้วก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าที่มาเห็นหิมะเป็นครั้งแรกในชีวิต
And thank God I got to see snow for the first time.
แล้วก็ที่ประเทศไทยบ้านที่ประเทศไทยเรามีแค่2ฤดู
In Thailand we only have 2 seasons.
มีฤดูร้อนกับร้อนมาก
We have hot and very hot.
ทำให้ผิวผมสวยมากตอนนี
้ It helps him have very beautiful colored skin.
ก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าสำหรับพันธกิจในเมืองลำปาง
Thank God for the ministry that's happening in Lampang.
ขอบคุณคริสตจักรที่นี่ที่ได้อธิษฐานเผื่อแล้วก็ทีมของอาจารย์ไบรอันที่เคยไปเยี่ยมและมีส่วนในพันธกิจนั้น
Thank you for this church that's fervently behind them in prayer and Ryan's coming and visiting us and bringing teams
ขอบคุณพระเจ้าสำหรับการลงทุนที่นั่นในการหว่านเมล็ดพันธุ์ของพระเจ้า
Thank you for investing in helping plant seeds in this community
ซึ่งเหมือนกับภาพผู้ชาย4คนที่พยายามหามคนง่อยมาถึงพระเยซู
It's like a picture of the 4 men that carried the paralytic to Jesus
ขอบคุณพระเจ้าที่เห็นว่าพันธกิจกำลังเกิดผลที่นั่น
And we see the ministry bearing fruit already
แม้ว่าเราจะมีอุปสรรคปัญหาหลายอย่าง
Even if we have many many different obstacles
แต่ทุกคนก็พยายามที่จะหามไปให้ได
้ Just like these 4 men trying to carry this man to Jesus and they faced obstacle after obstacle
เห็นว่าอาจารย์กมลก็กำลังมีประสบการณ์กับพระเจ้าในเมืองลำปางกำลังสร้างทีมในเมืองลำปาง
Pastor Gamon's right in there like part of carrying that paralyticgaining experience learning how to overcome obstacles for the sake of the gospel
หลายคนที่กําลังมารับเชื่อใหม่ๆตอนนี้กําลังเติบโตและเรากําลังส่งเขาออกไปประกาศกับเพื่อนๆกับที่ทํางานของเขา
ของพี่น้องที่ลําปาง
ที่ลําปาง
So there's so many people that are raising up in their faith within the Lampang Church that are having a burden for ministry, even though they're so young in their faith, and going, hey, I want to be serving the kingdom. I want to be bringing the gospel to my friends and community that don't know him.
ผมบอกกับพี่น้องในเมืองลำปางว่าเราถูกเรียกมาเพื่อเป็นผู้รับใช้ของพระเจ้า
He says to the people in Lampang, God has called us to be servants of the kingdom.
เราไม่ได้ถูกเรียกที่จะมาเป็นคริสเตียนหรือนับถือศาสนาเยซู
God didn't call us to be just Christians or to be worshipers of a religion.
เพราะฉะนั้นคุณต้องออกไป
So that means get out. Like get out of here. Go.
ไปหาเพื่อนของคุณ
Go find your friends.
ไปหาญาติของคุณ
Go find your family
ก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าพระเจ้ากำลังเคลื่อนและก็ทำให้ขมุรุ่นใหม่กำลังมีประสบการณ์กับพระเจ้า
So thank God that He's faithfully calling up this new generation to go and serve the kingdom
นี่คือพันธกิจแล้วก็พี่น้องที่ลำปางก็ฝากความคิดถึงมาถึงคิดจักนี้ด้วย
And so He comes bearing a greeting from the Lampang Church. They just want to just pass on their love for you all through Chulum to you.
เมื่อผมเจออาจารย์ไมอันก็ไม่รู้จะพูดยังไงไม่ที่จะฝากความคิดถึงนั้น
He sees Ryan. He's like, oh, what do I say? I don't know the English, and it causes him to be a bit shy. But he knows, like, he just wants to like share his love because Ryan has been a faithful connection to us.
ขอบคุณอาจารย์ไมอันด้วยที่พาเราไปดูกีฬาเมื่อคืนกีฬาที่แปลกสำหรับขโมง
And thank you to Ryan for taking us to go see hockey last night. Black, ใช่ไหม
ใช่ black มาก
Very strange, very strange.
แล้วก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้ามาที่นี่ได้ยินแต่คนพูดภาษาแปลก
ๆ And thank God that He's giving him the experience to come and listen to people that just have the gift of tongues. Everyone, everyone has the gift of tongues.
แล้วก็พระคัมภีร์บอกว่าภาษาแปลกๆนั้นต้องมีคนที่แปลได้ด้วย
But the Bible says if you have the gift of tongues speaking out, you need to have a translator. And so,
เมื่อพี่น้องไปที่หมู่บ้านขมุพี่น้องก็จะได้ยินภาษาแปลกๆ
And when you guys come to Kamu villages, all you hear is the gift of tongues.
แล้วก็ผมจะแปลภาษาแปลกนั้นให้อาจารย์จอห์นฟัง
And so he'll translate Kamu to me, and I can translate to you guys.
ก็เราถูกเรียกที่จะออกไปฟังภาษาแปลกๆทั่วโลก
Hey,
เราทุกคนถูกเรียกที่จะออกไปฟังภาษาแปลกๆทั่วโลก
We're all called to go out and listen to the gift of tongues around the world.
เราถูกเรียกที่จะเป็นทีมที่จะช่วยกันในหามพันธกิจของพระเจ้า
We're calledTo be that person holding the paralytic together as a team, people around the world holding the growing church together, the expanding church together. Just like Lampang with you guys together, holding that ministry, bringing it to Jesus, allowing it to bear fruit for the kingdom. So may God bless you all. Yeah. Yeah. So.Ready for preaching? Yeah? All that to say, thank you for coming along, alongside Lampang. It's bearing fruit. It's beautiful to see the growth and maturity happening among these really young believers. It's actually really astonishing. And it's because they have the support and the prayers, teams coming and visiting and encouraging. Thank you. Thank you. So, we'd like to get into God's Word here this morning. Okay.
ก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าวันนี้ที่ผมมีโอกาสจะมาแบ่งปันในเรื่องของลาซารัสครอบครัวของมารีมาธา
Today he'd like to share the story of Lazarus and in the family of Mary and Martha and apologize for any translation confusion because this was like a car ride we actually had a different sermon prepared but this came out in the car ride and he was like I really feel we need to say this sermon today soIt's fresh in his mind, very new to me, so I'll try and do my best.
ครอบครัวนี้เป็นครอบครัวที่พระเยซูรักเขามาก
This family was a family that Jesus loved so deeply.
แต่ว่าครอบครัวนี้กำลังเกิดปัญหาหนัก
But this family came against a pretty heavy problem.
เป็นปัญหาที่หนักมากๆ
Yeah, just a very heavy-laden problem.
เป็นเรื่องของความเป็นและความตาย
About death and life.
มีคนไปแจ้งให้พระเยซูบอกว่าเพื่อนของคุณกำลังป่วยหนักให้คุณรีบกลับไปที่หมู่บ้านนั้น
Someone came, a friend of theirs, and said to Jesus, "Hey, you need to come quickly. There's someone that's sick that you love so deeply."
แต่แทนที่พระเยซูจะรีบไปแต่พระเยซูกลับไปประกาศอีกหมู่บ้านหนึ่ง
But Jesus didn't go. He went and kept evangelizing somewhere else.
และขณะนั้นผู้ชายเพื่อนของเขาก็เสียชีวิตลงนั่นคือลาซารัส
But while he was off doing that, Lazarus dies.
นั่นคือเรื่องที่น่าเศร้าในครอบครัวของมารีมาธา
and it brought a lot of sadness and weeping upon his family
หลังจากลาซารัสสิ้นชีวิตแล้วพระเยซูรู้พระเยซูทรงเป็นพระเจ้า
but God knew when Lazarus had died because he was God
พระเยซูจึงชวนสาวกที่จะเดินไปที่หมู่บ้านนั้น
and so he said hey let's go he said to his disciples hey let's go now
4 วันที่ลาซารัสตายที่เขาไปถึงหมู่บ้านนั้น
Lazarus had been dead for 4 days by the time they got there.
ครอบครัวนั้นเจ็บปวดมาก
That family was just in so much sorrow by that point.
เมื่อพระเยซูไปถึงหมู่บ้านนั้นพระเยซูยังไม่ได้เข้าไปในหมู่บ้าน
But when Jesus came, he didn't even get into the village yet.
พระเยซูต้องการจะคุยกับครอบครัวที่พระเยซูรักคือมาธา
And he wasn't even in the village and Martha came to him.
เมื่อมาธามาพบพระเยซู
When Martha came to Jesus
พระเยซูเห็นว่ามาธากำลังร้องไห้
They wept together
แล้วก็บ่น
And she started to complain
แล้วก็ต่อว่าพระเยซู
ตอบว่าพระเยซู
ต่อว่าพระเยซูบ่นและต่อว่าพระเยซู
And she got mad at Jesus
ถ้าคุณอยู่ที่นี่ก่อนนี้น้องฉันจะไม่ตาย
If you had gotten here in time my brother wouldn't have died
ทำไมคุณมาช้าใช่มั้ย
Why did you come slow?
มารีอาจจะต่อว่าพระเยซูมาธาจะต่อว่าพระเยซูมากกว่านั้น
Martha probably said a bit more than that.
แต่พระเยซูบอกโอเคไม่เป็นไรพอแล้วไปเรียกมารีมาคุยกับผมด้วยผมจะคุยกับมารี
But Mary she hadn't come out. She stayed in the home and Jesus says, "Hey, go get your sister. Bring her here."
เมื่อมารีมาถึง
When Mary came,
มารีก็พูดเหมือนมาธา
Mary said the same as Martha.
ใช่พระองค์ถ้าพระองค์อยู่ที่นี่น้องฉันคงจะไม่เสียชีวิต
If you had come in time my brother would not be dead
นั่นคือคำพูดที่พระเยซูรู้สึกสะเทือนใจมาก
And those words saddened Jesus's heart
พระคัมภีร์บอกว่าพระเยซูทรงร้องไห
้ The Bible said Jesus wept
พี่น้องว่าคิดว่าพระเยซูร้องไห้ทำไมวันนั้น
Why do you guys think Jesus was weeping
ผมเคยอ่านพระคัมภีร์นี้ประมาณ 3-4 รอบ
He's read this passage many times.
แต่ปีที่ผ่านมาผมอ่านผมรู้สึกแปลกใจมากทำไมพระเยซูร้องไห
้ But recently, as he's been in this story, he's just really felt strange in his heart. Why was Jesus crying through this?
พระเยซูเป็นพระเจ้าพระเยซูจะร้องไห้สำหรับลาซารัสหรือ
Jesus is God. Why would he be crying over this death?
แม้แต่ยอนที่พระเยซูรักที่สุดถูกตัดคอพระเยซูยังไม่ไปร่วมงานศพเลย
When John the Baptist was beheaded did Jesus go and join in that funeral no
เมื่อมีคนบอกพระเยซูยอนตายแล้วเขากำลังตัดคอแล้วตอนนี้แต่พระเยซูบอกไปให้เราไปรับใช้ไปประกาศ
When someone came and notified him that John the Baptist had died his response was okay let's keep going and serving
แต่ทำไมครั้งนี้พระเยซูร้องไห้เสียใจ
Oh am I back onBut this time, Jesus hears the same news and it compels him to weep.
เมื่อผมอ่านไปผมเห็นว่านั่นมาจากคำพูดของครอบครัวที่พระเยซูรัก
And so when he read this, he's felt in his heart, Jesus is weeping because of the response of this family.
เช้านี้ผมคุยกับจอนเรื่องเชื่อจริงต้องเชื่อฟังและวางใจ
So he's saying, you know,With faith needs to come submission and needs to come trust. And it's much more eloquent in Thai because faith is chua. Submission is chua fang. Submission is believe and listen. Faith and listen. So submission is literally a word play on faith. Submission is I have enough faith that I will listen to that. I willDeeply take in what I'm having faith in. So he's saying, with faith needs to come submission, and trust has to come alongside that.
ครอบครัวของมารีมาธาเป็นครอบครัวที่ผูกพันกับพระเยซูตั้งแต่เด็ก
This family was with Jesus, journeyed with Jesus for a very long time.
พระเยซูทรงมีแผนการสำหรับครอบครัวนี
้ Jesus had a plan with this family.
พระเยซูบอกว่าโรคนี้จะเป็นที่ถวายเกียรติแด่พระเจ้า
He said this is happening to bring glory and honor to God.
หลายครั้งที่เราเชื่อแต่เราไม่เคยเชื่อฟัง
Many times we believe but we don't submit into
และเราไม่ได้วางใจ
And we don't really trust.
เหมือนกับครอบครัวของมารีและมาธาที่ไปสู่รักเขามาก
And we can actually be exactly like Mary and Martha.
ใช่คุณเป็นพระเจ้าฉันเชื่อว่าคุณเป็นพระเจ้า
Yeah, I believe that you're God. I believe in you, God.
แต่ถ้าคุณอยู่เมื่อ 2,020 ปีที่แล้วแน่นอนการอัศจรรย์จะเกิดขึ้นที่นี
่ And you know, if here was like 2,000 years ago, we would be seeing miracles here. Yeah, if it was like just like 2,000 years ago.
ใช่คุณคือพระเยซูที่จะเสด็จมาในอนาคต
And in the future Jesus is going to come again
แต่เขาไม่เชื่อว่าพระเยซูทรงทํางานวันนี
้ But today it's not the past and it's not the future
นั่นคือเหตุที่ทําให้พระเยซูรู้สึกสะเทือนพระทัยมาก
And this deeply saddens Christ's heart
จนพระบิดาพระเยซูร้องไห
้ In this story that faith responseCompelled Jesus to tears.
หลายครั้งพระเยซูร้องไห้เสียใจกับเราที่พระเยซูรักเรา
Many times, does our faith, does our response to the faith, cause Jesus' heart to be saddened?
เพราะเรามองพระเยซูเป็นพระเยซูแห่งอดีตและอนาคต
Because we just believe in the historical Jesus and the coming Jesus.
เราไม่มองพระเยซูกำลังยืนอยู่กับเราที่นี
่ But we don't look to the today Jesus.
เราจึงขาดการที่จะวางใจในพระเยซู
And it compels us to not have a deep hope in God.
เราเคยประกาศในหมู่บ้านของเรามีครอบครัว2ครอบครัวที่มารับเชื่อพร้อมกัน
จะพูดถึงพยานของใคร
โอเคพูดถึงพรอาจารย์จอนสรุปเรื่องครอบครัวของพรให้พี่น้องฟัง
Yeah.
โอเคดีพร
He wants me to summarize the story of Pawn. We'll just do one language with this one. It's connected to you guys.Pawn was a guy in Lampang. He knew one guy that had just come to Christ maybe 8 months prior. They used to be old drinking buddies. And Pawn had been driving his motorcycle drunk. And he crashes into a power pole. But there it's like cement and like boom. He's in a coma. He's in the hospital. He eventually comes out ofhis coma, but he just isn't responsive. And the hospital sends him home because he can't pay the bills. And so he's at home now, lying in bed. He can't talk. He can't feed himself. He has to wear a diaper. He can't sit up. He can barely move his eyes around the room. So they have to prop him up against the wall to feed him.Mom now has to go and work for the family, and so it's their 9-year-old daughter taking care of her 4-year-old and 1.5-year-old brothers while propping up her dad, feeding him, changing her dad's diaper. This guy, the first time we walked into that house, I was speechless. He has a hole in his head that you could easily fit your fist inside of.And till today, he still does. I walk in, and I don't know how to respond, guys. It just rattled. It would rattle anyone going in there. But this church family, this new believer who was friends with him, was like, we need to be praying for him. We need to be praying that God's going to heal him. We need to be coming around this family and helping them through this tough time, whether they're in our church or not. And so he starts saying,Gong, come with me. We're going to go pray for him again today. We're going to bring them some groceries today. We're going to go care for them and let them know that someone's there to help them. So they kept coming and praying and praying and praying and praying. God slowly heals this man. Slowly healing him to the point where he can understand what's going on and he can somewhat respond. And he can respond enough that he comes to Christ. He puts his faith in Jesus.He's starting to talk simple words, yes, no. And then one day we go and he's sitting up in a wheelchair. And he can do this with his feet, just move them a little bit. And we're amazed. So we keep praying for more healing, God, heal this man even more. And a week later, I walk into the Lampon Church. I come in, and I see a new face, and I go, wow, okay, this is amazing. New person coming into our community, going to see Jesus in a new light this morning. And this new face stands up, looks at me, and walks straight at me. And halfway to me, I realize, this is not a new face, this is Pawn walking towards me. And before he gets to me, I'm bawling like a baby. And we start worshiping. And the church, every time we worship, we'll worship. And then when that's done, it's like, hey, who wants to thank God for anything? Who wants to give testimony of what God's doing in their lives? And we spend maybe half an hour or more just like praising God that way. And so we come to that time. And Soam, his friend that has been praying with him, he immediately, Gamon opens it up. Anyone have anything to say? And Soam looks at Pawn and is like, get up. We are the first ones praising God today. And they stand up together and they stand there. And Pawn, through his own words, gives testimony of the amazing miracles of God in his life. The power of God. And I just spend a whole morning bawling my face off. I spent a whole morning just bawling like a baby because of the power of what we saw. The beautiful love of Christ, that he would even just do a miracle like that. It's amazing. Okay, ผมสรุปเรื่องของ
ขอบคุณพระเจ้าสำหรับจอห์นที่ช่วยสรุปสำหรับชีวิตของพรให้พี่น้องได้เห็นการอัศจรรย์ของพระเจ้า
Yeah, thank you God for this testimony of God's miracles through the life of Paul.
เมื่อผมมองพรในวันนั้นในสายตาของฝ่ายเนื้อหนัง
When I saw Pawn through the lens of my flesh,
ผมหมดหวังมากในสายตาฝ่ายเนื้อหนัง
Hopeless, utterly hopeless.
เพราะเขามีหัวแค่ครึ่งนึง
He had half of a head.
แต่เมื่อผมมองเขาด้วยสายตาฝ่ายวิญญาณ
But when I looked upon Pawn with a spiritual lens,
ผมคุยกับภรรยาและลูกเขาสองคนที่นั่น
He started talking with Pawn's wife.
คุณอยากให้เห็นคุณพ่อลุกขึ้นเดินและไปทำงานไหม
And the children, do you want your dad to stand up?
เพราะตอนนี้คุณพ่อของคุณไม่มีความรู้สึกแล้ว
Because at that time he's laying there motionless on a bed.
แต่ถ้าคุณเปิดใจพระเจ้าจะทำงานผ่านคุณเพราะคุณเป็นครอบครัวเดียวกัน
Do you want to open your heart up today to see the miracles of God?
ผมพูดเลยว่าคุณพรจะลุกขึ้นเดินถ้าคุณทั้งครอบครัวยอมที่จะกลับใจ
If you turn your hearts to God.You give the opportunity to have God do some miracle to show His power. Turn your hearts to God.
คำพูดนั้นท้าทายทั้งเขาและผมด้วยในวันนั้น
And those very words He spoke out were such an internal challenge to His own faith as He's speaking it out.
ผมเชื่อว่าถ้าผมมายืนที่นี่และพระเจ้าส่งผมมาพระเยซูจะต้องรับผิดชอบพรด้วย
But He felt if God's brought me here to this moment today.I need to stand in the faith that God is powerful enough to do this miracle. If He's brought me into this family, He wants me here. He wants me to have faith to be able to say a miracle can be done today.
เมื่อภรรยาของลูกของเขาบอกว่าเขายอม
And this family submits.
เรานำเขาอธิษฐานประมาณครึ่งชั่วโมง
And we prayed together for over half an hour.
เสร็จพันธกิจของพระเจ้า
That's the ministry of God.
เรากลับ
And we went home.
ผ่านไปไม่ถึงเดือนใช่ไหมเราได้ยินข่าวมีคนโทรมา
And so from that day to the day that he was standing in church wasn't even a month.
พอลุกขึ้นเดินขณะที่ภรรยากำลังทำอาหารอยู่ล้างจานอยู
่ And so within that, his wife was there washing dishes one day, and Pawn just stood up.
เอเมนไหมครับ
Miracle.
พระเยซูกำลังทำงานที่นี่เหมือนกัน
Doesn't God want to do those miracles here too?
ถ้าเรามองพระเยซูเป็นพระเยซูในอดีตและพระเยซูแค่อนาคต
But if you just look to your Jesus as a historical Jesus
พระเยซูจะเสียใจ
or a revelation Jesus you might miss that opportunity
พระเยซูไม่ใช่พระเยซูในอดีตเป็นทั้งพระเยซูในปัจจุบันด้วยเอเมนไหม
We have an eternal Jesus
และอนาคตด้วย
Past, present and future
แต่เรามักลืมอดีตและเรามักจะลืมปัจจุบัน
Never forget the Jesus that's with you today
นั่นเป็นเหตุทำให้พระเยซูเสียใจในชีวิตของเราที่พระเยซูรักเรามาก
That's what causes the weeping in Jesus
หลายคนเช้าวันนี้พระเยซูกำลังเสด็จมาเยี่ยมเยือนครอบครัวของเราที่มีปัญหา
When we don't have the faith that Jesus is going to come through for us
แต่หลายคนเริ่มจะบ่นกับพระเยซู
What happens like Mary and Martha
If only
you had been here earlier, our brother would not be dead. Why did you come late? Why didn't you come when you asked you to come? Our brother died.
พี่น้องครับ พระเยซูสัญญาว่าจะไม่ทิ้งเราในพระสัญญาของพระเจ้า
Don't you believe God's covenants with us?
พระเยซูว่าพระเยซูจะเดินไปกับเราในการรับใช
้ Emmanuel, God with us.
วันนี้พระเยซูกำลังเฝ้าดูแล้วก็อนุญาตปัญหาบางอย่างเพื่อให้เราเรียนรู้ให้เราให้พระเยซูได้รับเกียรติในโรคนั้นในครอบครัวของเรา
God watches over us. Sometimes we come into problems, yes, but it's for the glory of God.
หลายครั้งที่ผมกับจอห์นไปรับใช้แล้วเราเจอปัญหาหลายอย่างและสมาชิกของเราชอบมองที่ปัญหานั้น
Many times when we're going out and ministering, we come across problems, and many of the people in the church, they're looking just to the problem.
หลายครั้งเรารู้สึกว่าเหมือนกับพระเจ้าไม่อยู่กับเราเลยวันนั้นเรายืนร้องไห
้ And when we put our eyes only on the problem, what do our thoughts go to? God isn't with me right now. God's not going to overcome this. This problem is here. We've been forgotten.
วันนี้พระเจ้ากำลังมีคำถามให้กับเราด้วยเช้าวันนี
้ So today Jesus has a question for us this morning.
คุณมองที่อุโมงค์ฝังศพนั่นหรือคุณมองพระเยซู
Are you looking to the tomb, or are you looking to Jesus?
แต่ถ้าคุณมองอุโมงค์และมองความตายของลาซารัสคุณจะบ่นและคุณจะร้องไห้เสียใจ
If you look to the tomb, if you look to the death of Lazarus, you're going to complain.
อับราฮัมเป็นตัวอย่างที่ดีเป็นผู้ที่พระเยซูบอกว่าเป็นบิดาแห่งความเชื่อ
Abraham is a great example for us, the father of faith.
ทำไมพระเยซูถึงยกตัวอย่างแล้วก็พูดถึงอับราฮัมตลอดเพราะว่าเขาได้แสดงความเชื่อออกด้วยการกระทำด้วยการที่วางใจกับพระเจ้า
So many people speak to Abraham and God keeps bringing Abraham back into testimony among Israel and among the early church because he's the father of faith. He's this great example for us of faith.
เมื่อพระเจ้าเรียกเขาออกจากเมืองเอ๋ยให้ไปที่แผ่นดินคานาอันเขาได้ออกมาทันทีไม่มีข้อแม
้ calls him, leave your home, go to a new place. What does he do? He goes. He just goes.
และเขากำลังเจอปัญหาเหมือนกับอุโมงค์ฝังศพในครอบครัวของมาริ
มาธา Did he come across problems and challenges? Yeah, he did.
ขณะที่อับราฮัมเดินไปวันหนึ่งเขามีปัญหาเรื่องของไม่มีอาหารจะกิน
คิดว่าต้องลงเครื่องบิน
โอเค
พูดอีกทีสิครับ
มีปัญหาเกิดขึ้นหนักมาก
ตอนไหน
ตอนที่อับราฮัมเจอปัญหาเรื่องการกันดานอาหาร
Yeah, he was he เล่าอีกเพราะ ผมคิดถึงเวลาก่อน
แล้วก็นั่นคือปัญหาใหญ่แล้วก็ปัญหาที่สองพระเจ้าเรียกให้อับราฮัมเอาอิสอัคไปถวายกับพระเจ้าที่ภูเขาโมเรีย
Has God ever asked you to take your son and go and kill him? My goodness, that's a challenge of faith.
นั่นคือปัญหาที่ใหญ่ที่สุดในชีวิตของอับราฮัม
That was the greatest challenge of his faith.
เจ้าบอกคุณเอาลูกมาฆ่าถวายให้ผมบนภูเขาโมริยา
Go up and offer your son as a sacrifice to me
ถ้าเช้าวันนี้พระเจ้าคุยกับเราว่าให้คุณเอาสิ่งที่คุณรักที่สุดมาถวายให้กับพระเจ้าที่ภูเขาคุณจะนอนหลับไหม
Sometimes Jesus comes to us and he asks us to offer the thing that we love the most for the sake of the kingdom Are you willing to take it to him and offer it to him
อับราฮัมไม่กล้าที่จะบอกภรรยา
Abraham in that moment wasn't bold enough to tell his wife about what was going on.
เพราะชื่อของซารายหมายถึงขี้บ่น
Her first name was Sarai, which means complainer.
พระเจ้าก็เลยเปลี่ยนใหม่เป็นซาร่า
But changed her name to Sarah.
ให้เป็นเจ้าหญิง
Princess.
เพราะฉะนั้นขอบคุณพระเจ้าสำหรับบทเรียนเรื่องนี้ให้กับเราพระเจ้ากำลังถามเราเรื่องนี้ด้วยเราทำให้พระเยซูคริสต์ร้องไห้ไหมในชีวิต
So we're here to challenge today.In our faith, challenged with obstacles that are going to come around us, whenever we want to be the gospel in a community, whenever we want to be light wherever we go, whenever we want to be that witness in our workplace that doesn't have any other believers, we're going to come across problems and challenges, small and big. But what are we going to be willing to allow to be that that guides us? Are you going to look to the challenges? Are you going to just reach deep inside and cling to that faith that Jesus has put there to allow the thing God wants to happen to come forth?
จะจอนสรุปอีกครั้งหนึ่งจะจอนสรุปแล้วก็แบ่งปันให้เกี่ยวกับประยุกต์ที่จะตรงกับชีวิตของที่นี
่ He's asking to me for me to do what he does with me. I'll share over there, and then when I'm done, he keeps going for another hour. He's like, "Go ahead, I'll stop. You keep going, John. You can speak to their hearts like I can speak to their hearts." Like, well, we have one more service, so. But faith.Needs submission, which needs your trust. And so guys, please, please don't look to the tomb. Do not look to the tomb. But rather, cling to the promises we have and the power of God that we should know is going to come through today for us. Amen? Amen. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, he says, God bless you. Did you catch it? Yeah.
Amen. Well, we are going to join in worship in song in a minute. And as we do that, the ushers are going to come and they're going to do the offering with us. And if you want to help support the partnership we have with Chulum and with the Lampang Church,just put Southeast Asia Church Planning and you can make an offering to that. So I want to make note of that. John and Chulum will be available also in the foyer. But I'm going to go a bit off script here. I was supposed to just come up and tell you about the offering and pray and do that. But I just feel in light of what they just shared, I just feel like as we're worshiping, if anyone wants to come up and just receive prayer, please.Just come and receive prayer. I know both John and Chulum would love to pray with you. I'd love to pray with you. If anyone else who's part of the prayer team or elders and staff want to join us, like, I just don't want to miss this opportunity. I feel like the Spirit is doing something here. And I just don't want to miss the opportunity to see what present day Jesus wants to do today. So let's pray and then the worship team will come and we'll take the offering. But if you want to come and receive prayer, please do that.So, Jesus, I thank you for my brothers here this morning. I thank you for their hearts for you, and I thank you for all that you are doing amongst our brothers and sisters in Thailand, amongst the Kamu Church. We pray that you would continue, God, to give them faith. You would continue to raise up leaders, and you would continue to plant new churches amongst the Kamu people, that we would see many of them turn and give their lives to you, and we would see communities change for your name, God. And so I just pray that you would continue to give them faith, continue to give them boldness, continue to have your hand of protection over them. We pray especially for Auntie M, that you would have your hand of protection over her as the enemy is bringing hard things against her, God. But I thank you for her stand in the faith, and we pray you would continue to give her that. And I just pray for, God, anyone whose heart you're stirring right now, I pray that you would give them just the courage and boldness to come up and receive the prayer that they need this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.